This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Winter approaches as daylight savings time just ended Sunday, so we get dark an hour earlier. To me, that just means I have one less hour of getting things done, since it feels like it's time to go to bed an hour earlier also. It also means that many of us are putting more focus on our indoor plants. Greenery during winter is proven to lift spirits, and that's not all. Studies have shown that indoor plant care can lower blood pressure, decrease anxiety levels, and improve overall well-being. Unless, of course, you have a tendency to kill them. Don't be discouraged. Some plants are easier than others. And there's your indoor environment, too, like dry air, less sun, and cool drafts if they're placed near a door or a leaky window. One plant I absolutely adore is my Monstera deliciosa. See this beauty on GardenBite.com. I bought it over a year ago, left it in the greenhouse pot it came in, and just dropped it into a pretty container. It gets indirect light and is thriving. Another plant I love is my Pothos Silver Splash. It's good with indirect light and letting it dry out before watering, but don't let it go too long without a drink. And then give it a good one, letting the water run out the bottom. Almost no plant likes to sit in water. It will rot their roots. Another easy-peasy plant is Sansevieria, also known as snake plant. There are several different cultivars, but they're all lovely. They can also dry out and handle less light. My Ficus rubra gave me a little trouble at first. She dropped a bunch of leaves. She was not happy being moved, and I thought she was toast, but I wasn't willing to give up yet. Now, several months later, she's grown several new leaves and is a forgiving beauty. See all of these on my website, GardenBite.com, along with more information on their care. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.